A few words as we sign off today, our final high school sports broadcast of the 2020-2021 school year. Tip of the cap to our coaches, administrators, officials, parents, teachers, support staff, and most importantly, the student-athletes. The ending of the school year was far better than the beginning, but the smiles returned, some laughter, some tears, some anger, some agony, some thrills, all the emotions of high school sports. It felt good, didn't it? And wasn't it great how the questions changed as the school year progressed from will there be a season to how good the Rockets going to be? How's the new coach going to do at Sherrard? Or how many kids are out for the Eagles? It's good to see those type of questions back. And the sights and the sounds. Oh, those sounds. The squeaking of tennis shoes, the starter's pistol, the whistle for the two-point takedown, the barrel of the bat on the ball, the cleat meeting the ball on the tee, the club meeting the ball on the tee, and the pep bands getting back into rhythm, and slowly but surely the fans trickling back in. Felt good, didn't it? There's something to be said about the youth and the joy they bring to us, especially this school year. Much respect and appreciation for them, dealing with so much, but still making the most of it. I noticed, and I savored every broadcast this school year, local radio remains an important medium, more so this school year. I hope we adequately relay the joy of kids competing again. Local radio is about the greater community, me the broadcaster, you the listener, and the local business supporting the station's efforts in promoting the talent in all of our local schools. We saw that not only today, but this entire challenging school year. It felt good, didn't it? That'll do it from the ballpark. The Rockets are the state champs. I'm WRMJ Sports Director Jim Taylor.